1974, I was spending most of my time nodding off different 24-hour diners around Times Square and the up west, Needle Park back then. Sometimes getting live drawing model work or other one-off jobs, but more often panhandling, sucking dick for money at the trucks. I don't remember much from that time, but at a certain point, I started stealing to support my dope habit. From stores first, easy pickings. First thing I ever stole was a Wheaties box from the AMP. I just walked out with it, sat on the curb, ate the whole thing with my hands till it had no taste. But I knew I had to do it again. You know, shoplifting was a new addiction. It's quickly escalated to robbing people. I'd use a box cutter and slice open back pockets, grab wallets, or grab cameras from tourists and pawn them. Look, a lot of this stuff is hazy, but at some point I got a gun and just started mugging people. I'm not sure why I thought mugging was the right fit for me. Maybe I thought you could only get the good stuff, like gold or wallets, if people physically handed them over. But still, I was a lowlife that created rules for myself. You know, only mug confident-looking men, only mug people who look rich, who can recover easily afterwards. You know, only mug the sort of people who need to be taught a lesson, people who need to be taken down a peg. You know, people who made me live this way. When I mugged Phil Jackson in 1974, outside some fancy party in Midtown, he immediately knew what was up. He handed everything over. The reason why he stands out in my mind, though, and why it really fucked with me, was because he tried to make it into some big metaphorical teaching moment. "Oh, my wallet," he said, "was given to me by my father when I graduated high school. He's a preacher, and he expected me to be a preacher. And okay," I said, "I got the wallet. What's next? How about that ring?" "It's an NBA championship ring from 1973, last season," said Phil. "I'm on the Knicks." He wanted me to be impressed. Screw him. You know, sports are opiates too. "So I've been playing basketball since I was a kid. I played in high school. I played in college. When I'm not playing basketball, I'm training to play basketball in the mornings, on the weekends. Ball is sacred. My efforts are sacred. And this ring is the first physical manifest of my daily efforts and what I hold to be true. So when you wear it, I want you to think, what are some objects I have to represent?" "All right," I said. "Next." You know, the longer he made me chit-chat, the more likely it could be that I was caught. "So what about the bracelet with all the beads that you're wearing? That looks fancy." "So why are you doing this?" asked Phil. "I'd love to take you to a diner, buy you a warm meal, and help you find some resources. Maybe a place to stay for the night if you're without a home. A shower, some treatment options if you need morphine. I know people who really struggle with addiction, come back from the war, who say meditation has done wonders." At this point, I clocked him with the base of my gun and ran. I didn't have time for his pep talk. I definitely appreciate it today. Pawn shop owner said the championship ring looked fake, but it was a fun novelty gift. He gave me $15 for it. And that, along with the 10 bucks in his wallet, went right up the stairs of the dope house and into my veins. I kept his wallet and ID, though. I used them for myself. Funny, Phil and I kind of look alike back then. I still keep them both in a shoebox. If you're ever in Tempe, come check them out.